This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, new era of hope as MUT SRC welcomes interim vice chancellor and principal, and uButhelezi uthi kufuneka umfuziselo kaShenge eThekwini. The time is 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. In what will be seen as a fresh start for Mangosuthu University of Technology, Student Representative Council President Dumiseni Chongo officially welcomed the newly appointed Interim Vice Chancellor and Principal, Professor Roshiela Songa, during a ceremony that took place off campus. Speaking on behalf of the student body, Chongo delivered a speech centered on stability, collaboration, and renewed optimism, framing the leadership transition as a pivotal moment for the institution. Addressing members of the University Council, executive management and staff, Chongo emphasized that the appointment comes at a time when the university requires a leader who prioritizes courage, vision and integrity. Chongo stated that the day marked the beginning of a renewed journey, one that brings hope, stability and a shared commitment to the progress and excellence of the institution. The ceremony concluded with a warm symbolic embrace of the new leader into the university community, with Chongo offering well wishes for a tenure defined by progress, unity and impactful leadership. In other news, Kuthuleke Cwaka kwashubisimo ngesikhathi ngqongqoshe wezokubusa ngokubambisana nezomdabu KwaZulu-Natal, umfundisi Thulasizwe uButhelezi ethethisa abaholi bomkhandlu waseThekwini. uButhelezi uthe imfuziselo esanda kwembula eThekwini akanankinga nayo, kodwa kayiphelele ngoba kushoda owumuntu obaluleke kakhulu emlandweni waleli dolobha eNingizimu Afrika, e-Afrika nasemhlabeni jikelele. Uthe lowo ngumntwana wakaphindangene, inkosi uMangosuthu uButhelezi. Umfundisi uButhelezi ugcine esenika abantu abebethamela umcimbi ukuklomeliswa omasipala abenze kahle isifundo ngokubaluleka kukamntwana kwaphindangene edolobheni leTheku. Kulo mcimbi kutshakadula omasipala basemakhaya ngoba omasipala i-Alfred Duma yiwona odle mhlanganiso wathola u-R1.5 million. And finally, Zolisa Xaluva and Zikhona Sodlaka challenge Mfundi Vundla's version of Generations 16 saga. Former Generations actors Zolisa Xaluva and Zikhona Sodlaka have spoken out following recent comments by producer Mfundi Vundla about the Generations 16 saga. The two actors challenged what they described as a misleading version of events surrounding their 2014 exit from the SABC soapy. One of the main issues raised was the long-running narrative around royalties. Xaluva rejected claims that the group had been pushing for new royalty deals. He explained that their contracts already included a clause entitling them to a share of the show's earnings. The actors also revealed that they had taken a formal route before the strike, working with legal counsel for about a year to address both contractual and payment-related issues involving the SABC and the production company. The fallout led to the exit of 16 cast members, including well-known names such as Anga Makubalo, Athandwa Kani, Katlego Danke, Mandla Katuka, Menzi Ngubane, Nambitha Mpumlwane, and Patrick Shai.
Was it about what Ubaba Mfundi Vundla said that felt like a misrepresentation?
The issue of royalties.
Mm.
We had a twofold conversation, a twofold fight. You must remember we had hired legal counsel. We didn't just do this because we were emotional or we felt like it.
For about a year, right?
For about a year. So our legal counsel looked into the contract and said, okay, there are issues here that pertain to Murula Pictures, and then there are issues that pertain to the SABC.
Mm-hmm.
So when he says that we wanted royalties from him, that is a total misrepresentation of the truth.
Yes. Okay, so you guys
recapping your top stories this hour. New era of hope as MUT SRC welcomes interim vice chancellor and principal, and uButhelezi uthi kufuneka umfuziselo kaShenge eThekwini. I will be back with more news headlines at the half hour. For MUT Radio News, I am Ncedisi Ngubane.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.